I'm Andrew Michael. Here's what happened today in country music history for September 4th. Today in 1890, Belmont College opens in Nashville. The school develops a music business curriculum in the 70s, providing an important building block for country singers and performers in the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Today in 1943, Curly Williams and his Georgia Peach Pickers make their Grand Ole Opry debut. Curly's song Half As Much becomes a hit single for Hank Williams. Today in 1954, after a two-week-long relationship, George Jones marries his second wife, 18-year-old Shirley Ann Corley. They get divorced 13 years and two kids later. Today in 1957, Jerry Lee Lewis files for divorce from his second wife, Jane, accusing her of adultery and cursing in public. How ironic. Today in 1973, the song Behind Closed Doors earns Charlie Rich his first gold certification from the RIAA. Today in 1981 was the beginning of a long and successful era in country music as MCA Records releases George Strait's debut album, Straight Country. Today in 1985, Barbara Mandrell files a $10 million lawsuit in Gallatin, Tennessee against the estate of Mark White, the driver of the other car in her near-fatal 1984 car accident. This date in 1991 was a sad one in country music. Dottie West passed away due to complications of a lacerated liver at age 58. Dottie had been involved in a car crash 5 days earlier when she was on her way to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. Today in 2002, Kelly Clarkson is named the winner of the first season of American Idol. Kelly goes on to have success on the country charts as a duet partner with songs by Reba McEntire and Jason Aldean. Today in 2005, Faith Hill delivers 3 truckloads of supplies to Hurricane Katrina victims at a shelter in Gulfport, Mississippi. And today in 2009, Eric Church breaks several bones in his foot during a concert at the Syracuse State Fair. The consummate performer, Eric continues his tour by performing while seated on stage. Happy 55th birthday to Noel Haggard, son of Merle Haggard, born today in 1963 in Bakersfield, California. And happy 39th birthday to singer-songwriter Granger Smith, a.k.a. Earl Dibbles Jr., born today in Dallas, Texas. That's what happened today in country music history for September 4th. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And give us a follow on social media at TICMH Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.